Later today, baseball fans will learn who will be inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. But like every year, there's some controversy with the balloting. It revolves around doping. Which of the eligible players was using or was suspected of using performance-enhancing drugs called PEDs? The question is, do they deserve a vote for the Hall of Fame by the baseball writers who have a vote? Longtime Boston Globe sports writer Bob Ryan is a Hall of Fame voter and joins us this morning to talk about this and about the Red Sox players eligible for Cooperstown. Good morning, Bob Ryan. Thanks for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. And you omitted a key adjective. I'm a conflicted Hall of Fame voter. Believe me.
What's the dilemma for the writer voters? What's the dilemma for you?
You're trying to be a judge and jury, and you're trying to decide which juice pitchers pitch to which juice batters, to what effect, which is an impossible task. Well, you know that for sure that some people did it. You kind of suspect other people did it. And then you'd be shocked to find out the identity of people who did it that are already in the Hall of Fame. I mean, it's a complicated issue.
You know, I see that some of the baseball voters have decided to vote for players who doped, but other voters have a wall and won't vote for them at all. The way I read the way you voted, you've kind of split. Is that a fair read?
Yeah, it is, because I was certainly inconsistent. I have not yet voted for the obvious candidate of controversy, namely Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Sammy Sosa. Those three in particular, I have not voted for them. But I did vote for Mike Piazza last year, despite the widespread assumption that he did it. I did vote this year for Jeff Bagwell, who, though there has never been a failed drug test nor any direct evidence, is a victim of a big innuendo thing, just on the size of his body. And I did vote for Ivan Pudge Rodriguez, the great catcher who was accused of or outed, if you will, by Jose Canseco as a user. By the way, Jose Canseco took to Twitter yesterday to denounce the voting body as ignorant fools who won't listen to him because he knows all on this subject.
You mentioned Roger Clemens, a former Red Sox great, 7-time Cy Young winner. You also didn't vote for former Red Sox slugger outfielder Manny Ramirez, suspended twice for doping. You said he needs to be penalized for sheer stupidity.
This
what did you
correct.
Mean by that?
Well, in the case of Bonds and Clemens, when they did what they did, you can argue that things weren't specifically banned by baseball, even though, all right. But in the case of Manny Ramirez, he twice was caught with his hand in that PED cookie jar long after testing was implemented. And to get caught once is one thing. To be so foolish as to do it again, I just couldn't. There's no issue with him to me. And obviously with many others, because he will not come close to getting in and may never get in. It's going to be a long time anyway. He just was just an idiot to do what he did.
Beyond the doping questions, let me ask about another Red Sox player. You voted in favor of Sox ace pitcher Curt Schilling, though some are shunning Schilling, who might someday be a U.S. Senate candidate, for Schilling's suggestion that he favors lynching journalists. You look beyond that.
I chose to take that as a sheer hyperbole and a bad humor. And I cannot bring myself to believe for one millisecond that he actually advocates a lynching of any human being, let alone a journalist. The problem with the Schilling candidacy is that it is a classic borderline candidacy. There are pros and cons based on his record, and I choose to emphasize the pros. I think he was a great pitcher at any point in his career that he was healthy, and only when he was unhealthy was he anything less than a great pitcher. That's my premise, and I have no problem voting for Curt Schilling, because we're not talking about his politics. We're simply talking about his performance.
Red Sox knuckleballer Tim Wakefield, Sox catcher, former captain Jason Varitek, also on the ballot. Bottom line here, of all the Red Sox players, Wakefield, Varitek, Schilling, Ramirez, Clemens, you expect any of them to be voted into the Hall of Fame in this go-round?
No. Schilling, from all the straw polling that's done, Schilling's going to hover in the 50% range. And Manny, I don't know exactly where it will fall, but he will fall short. The other two gentlemen, exemplary though they are, Hall of Famers of the Red Sox Hall of Fame, fall quite short of Hall of Fame worthiness in my judgment.
Longtime Boston Globe sports writer Bob Ryan, thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition. Appreciate it.
You're welcome, Bob.